Hello, Beatles fans. How are you doing? It's Friday, which is quite awesome, if you ask me. Well, for some reason, this week I chose today, Friday, to be the day that I cleaned the toilet. So all morning I've had me arm down the bog, which isn't very good. But apart from that, I'm quite happy because it's the weekend. Almost. Not quite, but almost. Yes, it's almost the weekend, but not quite. So, you know, calm down, come on. Let's be sensible, shall we? Right, well, what were those Fab Four groovy people in the suits doing back in the 60s, for instance, or the 70s, for that matter? Didn't all stop, you know, once they got married. It carried on in various forms. Well, the Beatles, on this day in 1968, Feb 4. That's good, isn't it? Yes, February 4th. The Beatles recorded Across the Universe at Abbey Road. And Paul McCartney, known to as Macca to his friends, invited some fans to contribute harmonies, which was the only time the Beatles used fans on a record. In 1969, the day after the other three Beatles appointed Alan Klein as business manager. Paul McCartney, of course, wasn't very happy with this, allegedly, Your Honour. Well, he hired the law firm Eastman and Eastman, allegedly, Your Honour, as Apple's general legal counsel. And the father of his girlfriend, Linda Eastman, ran the law firm. Well, in 1970, John Lennon and Yoko gave a Michael X a bag. Who's Michael X? Who's Michael X? I've got no idea who Michael X is. That's a strange surname to have. Okay, well anyway, they gave him a bag of the cut hair, apparently. Bit strange, but there we go. In return for a pair of genuine Muhammad Ali boxing shorts. Okay, if this is a boxing related thing, no wonder. I haven't got a clue. I'm not really very good on sport, and boxing, forget it. Haven't got a clue, got no time, no interest in any of that. It's all boring. Right, in 1972, South Carolina Senator Strom Thurmond. That's a good name. Hello, Strom. Mr. Thurmond suggested to U.S. Attorney General John Mitchell in a memo that John Lennon be deported. I mean, there's a bit of a history of British cultural pop icon types going to America, Charlie Chaplin, John Lennon, and then once they're in, they try to get them out for some bizarre reason. So, yes, they weren't very happy. Certain people in the government of America, not very happy with John. John was a bit of a, let's just say he was a thorn in their side, a gremlin in their works, that sort of thing. In 2002, it was announced that Paul McCartney would tour the US for the first time in almost 10 years. And in 2005, Paul McCartney posted a message on Heather Mills McCartney's official website. He was responding to several reports that stated, like, Heather was making decisions for him, such as dye your hair and all stuff like that. It's very, very strange. Yes, indeed it is, folks. On this day in history with the Beatles. Doesn't get stranger than that. The last one, obviously. Bit about the hair. But anyway, there we go. That's the Beatles. It's what happens when you're famous. All these strange things get written about you, and you have to go out and disprove all these things. Quite frankly, if you can get divorced and you can lose 50 million quid in a divorce, then that's how much money you've lost. How much money have you got? Surely you don't care. I wouldn't. I wouldn't give a flying fig, quite frankly. I'd still sue you if you said something, but at the same time, I wouldn't take it personally. So, there we go. Quite interesting. This is the English programme.